It's time now for our community connection. I've got Michael Overton. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. And so we're talking about the children's theater coming up at the college. I don't know many details about this. We were talking a little bit off the air, but you've been doing this a long time, and you kind of run the whole thing, right?
Yeah, so this is the 49th annual children's theater production put on here at the University of Minnesota Morris. It is one of the longest running events we've been having here at the university. It is a phenomenal event, and every year we put on some sort of children's theater production, both for the public and also for about a week. We have different schools that come on up and see it during the daytime.
Oh.
Yeah, this year we have about 2,500 kiddos making their way up for those.
Wow. Wow, that is really cool. So what is the play you're doing this year?
This year we are doing Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook by Allison Gregory. I think a lot of audiences will recognize it, adapted from the books and book series by Barbara Park. It's a really great show.
Very cool. And when is this going on?
We're going to be opening it up with our school performances, the invited productions, on April 9th coming up here, running through April 16th. But that same week, following on the 11th and the 12th, the Friday and the Saturday, we're going to have a public performance Friday night at 7:30 and a public performance Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and anyone can make their way out for those.
Nice, cool. And now, how do you go about getting tickets? I'm assuming you're selling tickets to this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Audience members can get tickets both online or at the door. If they're looking for them online, you can go to tickets.umn.edu and direct yourself to Morris from there, and it's pretty easy to find from then on.
All right, yeah, that sounds really cool. And, the more that I've been around the area, I'm learning a lot of all kinds of different performances going on. I know we were talking about the jazz thing that's coming up in a few days. It just seems it's like you can't go a full month without some kind of performing arts, which I think is fantastic.
Absolutely. There's so many great things here. And just because it's children's theater, I tell people all around, I think there's something to enjoy and something to love in it for people of any age. It's a hilarious, funny, heartfelt show. And there's, as you said, with performances all around, there's a lot of great faces that folks are going to recognize if they've been at stuff recently, as well as a whole lot of new faces coming to it with some new first years and other people joining the production.
All right, very cool. So, yeah, what was that website again for tickets?
Absolutely. Tickets.umn.edu.
Okay, great. And now, can people find any more information? I know we're talking about it right now, but do you have anything on Facebook or is it on the website?
Absolutely. You can find it more on the website, but you can also, if you direct yourselves to Instagram at umm_theater_arts, we have a whole bunch of publicity that's always put on there, both in terms of news, with pictures of the show, with different stuff, especially as we get into this upcoming stretch of getting the show up and running for audiences. We're going to be having different social media takeovers with various actors going about their day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really neat. So remind me of the name of the play again.
The name of the play is Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that is coming up, next week, you said? So
next week.
All right. Yeah, well, Michael Overton, the guy that runs the kids' theater there, and I assume you've been extremely busy.
Oh, busy and just keep going more and more, but it's going to be real good.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you for your time coming in. Make sure to go out and support the performing arts. I think it's super important. And again, thank you for your time, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.